News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Okay, 20 minutes to 9 on News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Mark Cagney. Now, many of us have invested in new technology over the last 18 months for work and homeschooling, most notably a decent printer. And a new survey by Which magazine has found that refilling your printer could set you back more than the price of a decent bottle of champagne. News Talk's technology correspondent Jess Kelly joins us now. Good morning, Jess.
Morning, Mark.
You are now on to one of my pet bugbears. And not alone printers, printer ink, but the cost of it, and more importantly, how often you have to refill them.
Yeah, this is a big issue, Mark, because a number of years ago, printers became very affordable. You know, I remember for school projects and college projects, having to go to a store and paying for the printing because it was just cheaper to do it that way. Then in recent years, they came right down. You can buy a printer for 40, 60, 80 quid, and it will do the job very well for you. But as this Which survey has found, people are paying a significant amount to fill it, to reprint, to top up their cartridges. And this is where they make their money, because some people will think, sure, 40 quid for a printer is excellent. But if you dig a little bit deeper, you could find that you have to spend 70 or 80 quid to buy the cartridges, which is just not good maths.
Well, I mean, just in my own case, I have a bog standard. It's a decent one, but it's bog standard enough. And the refill, I think, cost me about €39. Now, when I'm doing this programme, I get, maybe 20, 22 A4 pages of briefs and stuff like that. The printer, the cartridges in that will only last me 2 to 3 days.
Yeah.
Which means I have to refill twice. That's 80 quid a week, €80 a week.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of money. Sometimes people buy printers just to print the odd document. You don't have to fill out a form or something like that. It's handy to have. But if you are someone who is printing a lot of paper, you may actually be better off spending a good bit more money on the printer. But also before you buy it, doing your research to check if it will take non-branded cartridges, because this is a big issue, Mark. We've kind of come to expect it now from coffee machines. There are very fancy coffee machines that initially would take pods from other brands, but now that what they're doing is introducing barcode technology, so you can only use the pods made by that company for that machine. And printers are going down that route too.
Implicit in that, Jess, is the kind of threat of that if you use the non-branded or the cheaper stuff, it'll mess up your machine.
Well, that's a threat that's there, I suppose. Now, this research that has, looked extensively at 10,000 customers who have printers found that it's 286% more expensive to use the branded ink versus the unbranded ink. Again, if you're someone who's printing out the odd files for your own reading consumption, if it's not going into a presentation or anything that will be seen by other people, you would question whether or not the quality really matters. However, this survey did find that the quality is not always better in the branded cartridges. So I suppose the message is just do your research before you buy the printer, because it could cost you a lot more in the long run.
Okay, Jess, we'll leave it at that. A license to print money, eh?